by. This podcast is an interesting podcast. What inspired me to do this podcast is my friend Julie. My friend Julie from grade 7. I failed the grade. I should have been in grade 8, but I was in grade 7, and my friend Julie, she's a African, Nova Scotian Canadian, and why I'm talking about this podcast is because her hair, you know, the African hair, you know, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I'm a big fan of, you know, beautiful woman and black woman. And my point is that I tweeted Rihanna. I tweeted LeBron James. And I told them that... Basically, listen to me, people. If you are African and have African hair, the products that you're putting in your hair have a problem. My friend Julie, so she was 12 years old and I was 13. And she would use products back then and have a ponytail, slick her hair side to the side and make a ponytail. And when I saw her after years, she was, it seemed balding in the side of her head, her hair. And it's the products. What you got to understand something. What you pay is what you get. You know, these products that white people are giving, or China or whatever, these products are not good for your hair. And I saw with my own eyes, you know, what these products do. Listen, my whole point is this. I try to tell people to, like, Rihanna has a hair. She has a hair product. LeBron James has hair product. Listen, if you want African hair, woman, if you're African and you want African hair to be beautiful and natural like it was for thousands of years, you must refrigerate the hair products with natural ingredients. So the molecules, because when it's dry, wet, when it's chemical, dry, wet, in like in room temperature, it's not helping your hair, the product. It must be refrigerated. What do I mean? Basically, if you're using natural fruits and vegetables or milk, I don't know if you can add milk, but if you're adding fruit, you must refrigerated from when you manufacture it, refrigerated, and when you sell it in stores, have it refrigerated. Now, this is a theory I have, but it's science, though. It's science-based because medications that work properly are refrigerated or frozen. So, listen, someone, if you want to make products for the African woman, hair, do not sell it dry, wet, or room temperature. The key is the molecules and the ingredients to be natural and to have refrigerated. When you make the product, you refrigerate it. When you transport it, you refrigerate it. When you sell it in stores, it's in a refrigerator. When you bring it home, it's in a refrigerator. So the molecules can do what they have to do. They don't expire, the molecules. They're refrigerated. What natural products, And I believe my theory, it will really, really give the Afro, the African woman or men, hair that they won't lose their hair. It won't damage their hair. It will help their hair. Like thousands of years, people use natural products. But these dry, wet, basically products now, they're, the white people are making them, okay? In my opinion, Chinese people, African people, or anyone that it wants to make products for hair of that, of Afro hair, you must refrigerate the product so the molecules in it does, and I believe it will help tremendously. So that's what I wanted to say. I tried Rihanna, I tried LeBron James, but I don't think they got my tweet because they have millions of followers. So someone try it out. Try to make hair products that are refrigerated, and I believe it'll help beautiful hair, beautiful, beautiful woman with beautiful hair. And men too. Why one wouldn't help the men with their hair? But the key is refrigerated. Peace.